This is Daniel Libby here reporting for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we got a candidate for mayor here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Giorgio Mammoliti. I'm the councillor for York West in Toronto, and I'm also the chair of the Affordable Housing Committee with the City of Toronto.
Great. And I heard your campaign, some of your proposals, and you know, some of them sound pretty outrageous. Could you talk about what your campaign's all about?
It's an outrageous campaign, but outrageously in touch. And there's a reason for that. It's time to be honest with people. It's time to tell people exactly what needs to change in the city, and I'm the guy to do that. I'm also the guy to make sure that it happens. So our campaign really is about telling the truth, telling people what the issues are, and kind of ignoring all the issues that, in my opinion, shouldn't exist.
Right, right. And we got some, I know there's some controversial items in your platform, such as casinos and red light districts and things like this. Do you have any comments on, I guess, what you see as the future for Toronto?
Well, I think if anybody can answer the question in terms of where we go to find $500 million overnight, I think we may not need a casino. But the reality is we have to find the methods and the mechanisms to be able to pay for all of the programs that we've got going in the City of Toronto, or we really have to slash everything. So what I'm saying is we need to not only cut where we need to cut and be realistic with what we can afford, but also introduce some other means of raising money so that it's not the property tax base that has to be worried about it. And that's what my campaign is about. It's about introducing new ways of thinking outside the box, so to speak, and making sure that that happens.
Great. And are you surprised that the topic of God has gotten into the debate recently? I've read that in the paper. What do you think about the topic?
Oh, my God. What are you going to say? I mean, I think God's with us wherever we go. I know that God's happy that people are talking about it, but I also know that God would want us to talk about the issues that will make ourselves feel a little more comfortable in the City of Toronto. And I know God would want us to get our house in order, and I know God that would want us to get fiscally in order. I also know that God doesn't want everyone to pay property taxes. So, oh God.
So you're talking about cutting property taxes?
I'm talking about cutting property taxes 5% across the board. Those residential, commercial, and industrial taxes by 5%. And I'll find the mechanisms and the ways to make up the difference. And I have given you some ideas already. Others mean layoffs. We've got to be realistic with the City of Toronto, and that ballooning bureaucracy that's there has to be cut. And I'll tell you exactly where we're going to cut that as well. A little outrageous, but outrageously in touch.
Right, and can I ask you about something in the past? I know that there is some criticism on websites that I've seen about your past idea that you had about bringing in the military, I think it was, into the Jane and Finch neighborhood. Do you have any comments, I guess, on what this situation was all about? Do you have any response to this?
Part of my platform is on crime. In fact, it's a major part of the platform. And to start off, we need to get rid of the gang members, the people that have chosen a lifestyle that's making the city uncomfortable. So we need the tools to be able to do that. And the only tools at hand that exist immediately are the federal tools. So when I talk about the Army, I'm not talking about bringing in the tankers and armed guards and that sort of thing. I'm talking about bringing the federal tools, the laws that enable us to be able to get them off of the streets in a hurry right away. They're terrorists, and I'd like to treat them as such. They're terrorizing our streets, terrorizing our seniors, terrorizing individuals so that they don't talk if there are arrests. They're in and out of jail the next day, and for me, it's time for us to put communities at ease, and the way to do that is get them off the streets. We do have the federal resources to be able to do that, and that's what I'm talking about.
Great, and we're speaking with Giorgio Mammoliti, and I know you're a city councillor as well. You got a big job going on, and there's lots of stuff going on in the city, and one recent occurrence that happened involved something at York University where there was a death with a police pursuit that had preceded it. Do you have any comments on this case from what you've heard and from the alarming stories that I'm hearing about the possibilities of a police assault leading to the death?
I don't know much about it, and really I shouldn't be making any comments. with respect to it until a proper investigation is done, obviously. But I can tell you this, I'm a firm believer in our police department. I support the police department. And I think that as mayor, we need to send a very clear message to the chief of police, and that is you're not going to get political interference when it comes to you dealing with crimes in the city, especially when it comes to the gang members that are taking over the streets. I want them off. And quite frankly, I don't care how they take them off. I think we need to get them off of the streets. And you won't see any political interference from this guy.
Right, and one last question I wanted to ask, because we're trying to get the word out on the word of mouth that the G20 is coming to Toronto. Do you have any comments on the G20, this event, major event happening in June in Toronto?
First of all, I think economically it's great for the city. We're going to have a lot of people come through. It'll be a little bit uncomfortable for everyone because of the security and because of the problems that might come out of demonstrations and that sort of thing. So I guess the only thing I'd say is be patient. It'll be over in no time, I'm personally glad that they've chosen Toronto to be a place for the meeting. So I'm happy about it, but at the same time, I'd ask the residents and anyone that uses our streets just to be a bit patient.